Radio for another dimension. WUVT-FM 90.7 Blacksburg. Radio for everyone.
We'll be right back. This is an important message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. When it snows this winter, make sure you clear more than your driveway. Before you hit the road and before you get in the driver's seat, check to be sure that your vehicle's tailpipe is clear of snow. If the tailpipe is blocked, carbon monoxide, an odorless, colorless, and deadly gas produced by your engine, can build up quickly inside your vehicle, poisoning anyone inside. To learn more, call 1-800-CDC-INFO. That's 1-800-232-4636.
Hey, this is Carl of Aqua Teen Hunger Force, and you're listening to college radio, which means you think you're so big just because you're in college. Hey, the only thing you learn in college is that you don't need to go to college to know how to rock, right?
Hey, this is Julia Darling, and you're listening to WUVT.
I caught you streaking in your Birkenstocks, a scary thought in the 2Ks. It's not too late, since some toothpaste got enveloped in your sticker shock. I gotta tell ya, it's a barrage, it's a barrage, it's a mirage.
We are the Tigers, we need sand.
You are listening to WUVT 90.7 FM Blacksburg. I'll be reading this introduction very slow, smooth, and with extreme moxie. This is the Rollo Nation Radio Show Network. We are broadcasting high atop the Squire Student Center penthouse on Wednesdays from 3:30 to 5 p.m. on the WUVT. Radio for everyone, including the Rollos. You are listening to the Virginia Tech Police Department's Residence Life Resource Officers. We work in a community policing partnership with Housing and Residence Life. We play a plethora of amazing music mixed with a cornucopia of mediocre talk and flavored with much requested cowbell. Prepare yourself for the hype. You have been foreshadowed.
Breaking rocks in the hot sun, I fought the law and the All right, Hokie Nation, on the show today we have Alex the Squish Gale, John the Big Tater Tara, Micah Snacks Pasquale, Nigel Los Taro Lee, and not just a pretty face. Special guests today, we have Rachel Tully, Student Conduct Coordinator, stay on her good side. We have recently RAD certified Jamie Timmer, WBT DJ, the Jamie.
Okay, so, well, what's the status of Allison? It says one Wisby, but she is the intern number one. What's her status?
She called out disinterested.
Scandal.
She's no longer number one.
This show's all about education, Jamie, and the Tully. And so, evidently, education, precedes this show, which is weird. Speaking of the Contact Us corner, Rachel, may I call you Reba?
Go for it.
How about Reva? Reba.
You know, it feels quite appropriate.
And Jamie, there's just no way to call it other than DJ Jamie.
True.
So how can the listening audience call us? Now, we were going to have Allison, intern number one, answering the phones, but evidently the bull's going to have to go back to phone calls. So who gets next? Talk about us.
All right, so you can contact us in a plethora of ways. The VTPD reaches out to our VT community in a cornucopia of ways. There's a webpage, police.vt.edu, on the Facebooker, we're Virginia Tech Police, and RLRO Nation, that's one word. We're on the Twitter at VA Tech Police and at RLRO Nation. We are on the Instagrammer, Rolo Nation. And at the VTPD Security Center, you can call them at 540-231-6411. But don't call them to call into the show. Stand by for that number. WUVIT can be reached on their webpage, wuvt.vt.edu. Surprising, I know. Through their Facebooker page, which is, plot twist, WUVT-FM/90.7 Blacksburg. And here you are. This is what you want to contact the bull today. You want the WUVIT phone number, 540-231-9888.
Thank you, Snacks. Snacks, will you be partaking in any snacks before you go home tonight?
I will not be snacking, John, but I will be eating a plethora of food at the Great Dietrich Hall at a community event with the O'Shaughnessy Hall students, faculty, and staff.
So, DJ Jamie, this is your first time on that side of the turntables, is that correct?
Yes.
The tables have turned.
It's like interviewing Casey Kasem.
So, DJ Jamie, do you feel that your show lacked the professionalism that this show oozes?
I really agree, you guys are just so professional.
Well, tell the listening audience, do you subscribe to any of these social media outlets? With the Facebooker, the Twitter, the Instagrammer. Now, the TikToker. We don't have the TikToker, and we don't do the Snapchat.
Missing a platform there.
Maybe we could have someone be our unofficial unpaid TikTok advisor.
I see you looking at me.
Yes. All right, Jamie, share.
I am just on the Facebooker, so nothing too crazy there. But the VT Facebook page likes corner. Last show, the VTPD had 28,355 likes, and this week they have 28,353 likes with an increase of -2. Interesting math and stating there. The RLRO Nation, Rolo Nation, last show had 1,471 likes. This week, 1,471 likes with an increase of 0. The WUVT's last show last week had 3,241 likes. This week, 3,242 likes with an increase of +1.
You're welcome.
Yep. The VTHRL last week had 92 likes. This week, 96 likes with an increase of +4. And the UTAPD last show had 26,815 likes. This week, 26,786 likes, with an increase of negative 29.
Yay! Beautiful.
On the Instagram, the Rolo Nation has 494 followers, and on Twitter, 170 followers, and Virginia Tech Police has 10,400 followers.
So, Reba. Let's talk about your failures.
What? We don't have enough time, John. Just a couple.
Because, you know, there is a focus about strengths here at Virginia Tech. But on this show, we want to focus on the weaknesses. So tell us about the which social media platform you do not subscribe to.
I am not on Twitter.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I don't tweet a lot. I don't get it. So that's the only thing you're failing at?
You know, I don't have TikTok. I can't stay relevant anymore. It's just good old Facebook for me.
Right. They say old people are still on Facebook.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Well, my cousin did call me a boomer once, so there's that. Told him to call me a millennial if he's going to, you know, shame me. Might as well be the right one.
So, you know, a lot of times snacks will, when we make facial expressions or we do things, because this is not a television type event, right?
Right.
It is all radio, right?
Yes.
So sometimes they can't see why I call you Reba. Can you tell the listening audience of five why I call you that?
Well, Reba comes from the fact that I lived in Riva, San Vitale, Switzerland for the past 2 years. And Reba is because I have a fiery red head. Mm-hmm. And so, also in high school, I had short, flippy hair. And Carter decided he wanted to go down the rabbit hole of Rachel's Facebook page and found my senior photos, probably, with the flippy red hair.
You know, I should have posted some of those pictures, you know, now and then kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we all go through transformations. And
yeah, John, we young people love it when people dredge up our old Facebook pictures. That's why we're all still on there.
Yeah.
So, Jamie, how long have you been involved or listened to the Rolo Nation radio show?
I guess
too long.
Yeah, I guess since I started DJing, when I started DJing next to you guys, which was last fall. So,
would you say that at any time, whether you're listening in the studio or at home or wherever, that sometimes the show is just, it makes you want to cry, doesn't it? Sometimes just
you know,
makes you want
tears
to cry.
Of joy, just because of the beautiful 80s music that's playing.
Which leads us to our next song from the Van Halen from 1978, Jamie's Crying.
Feel
Yes, about that Moxie there. A little bit, it's all over the place. So, DJ Jamie, have you ever played Jamie's Crying on your show?
I think once. It was a long time ago, but I think for a radiothon, I had an 80s theme, so I think I played it then.
Well, Jamie, who did you bring to listen to the show today? Do you have parents, dogs, cats, fish?
Definitely my parents. I think they're listening. They might not be listening yet, but like next 10 minutes.
Okay. And what, Reba, who do you have listening?
We have the lovely Office Student Conduct listening in.
Right, the whole office.
Well, it's apparently playing in our lobby, so I hope students are enjoying it as they are waiting to meet.
Should we give the phone number out? Should we give that number out again?
To our, we're about to give our number out, if that's what you're asking.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
So, Bull, well, before Bull steps in, he reads this segment. Any idea why he's given this segment to read?
Because he's British.
He's our British American Rolo. Yes, he is. And so that's why he's giving. And he knows all the answers, too. He knew this answer as well.
I did. All right, time for the ever popular Fred the Beetle Guy's Corner. Let's see if we can get somebody other than Fred calling in with this answer, because I'm sure Fred knows it. Fred, you're still welcome to call, but let's see if we can get somebody else. Which Beatle was the first to become a granddad? What year was that? Intern number one? No, that's going to be me. Is standing by to take your calls at 540-231-9888.
All right, any guesses on Reba? You know who the Beatles are, Reba?
I do. The rock's not that large that I live under.
Good one.
So, what's your guess?
McCartney,
okay.
I think I would side the same way.
All right. Snacks, who you got?
I'll be honest, I looked at the answer, and so we all know I'm just making something else up or possibly giving it away. So I'm just out.
Does the Sheely as well? Does the doctor, did he look it up as well?
Dr. Sheely looked over my shoulder.
How about you, Squish?
I'm just going to go with Ringo, because everybody's picking, apparently. I'm just going to pick whatever
you're
gonna that's go, not picking.
You're going to go with Ringo?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Also,
Reba, do you know what time it is?
Time for a new song?
You know, not my song. I'm saying that.
She's hoping.
Jamie, do you know what time it is?
I'm not sure.
Squish, what time is it?
It is PSA time, John.
PSA time.
All right, well, WVT would like to remind you to not drink and drive, as well as VTPD. It does not matter if you've had one drink or 10. If you are driving 100 miles or just one, alcohol impairs your motor coordination, and if you get behind the wheel under the influence of alcohol, you can kill yourself or somebody else. So do yourself, as well as everyone else, a favor, and make sure you do not drive while under the influence of alcohol.
So DJ Jamie, what's the number for the WUVIT that our British American Rolo can answer?
It is 540-231-9888.
So, Snacks, for whatever reason, is going to do our VTPD birthday corner segment. Do either one of you have a shout out to anyone who's having a birthday this month?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
My brother's birthday was on February 13th, so it's in the past, but...
No, it works. Mm-hmm. We'll take the past. Yeah.
We'll take it. What's his first name?
Matthew.
Excellent.
Reba, at your office, do y'all celebrate birthdays?
We do celebrate birthdays, but...
How do you celebrate birthdays?
We usually get donuts brought in and or our daily bread. Right. So
maybe Tartar needs to share his birthday so the donuts can arrive?
Ah, yes. Tartar, when is your birthday?
That's a private situation. So, Snacks, who's got a birthday?
Well, John, we all have a birthday, but let's not get too deep here on the show. Wow. Okay. Thank you, Alexa. Happy birthday to the VTPD February birthdayers. Honorable mention to the Matthew. We also have the Jared Phillips. We still haven't spelled his name right, and the month is over now. That's sad. We also have the Benjamin Taylor. We have the Dr. Sheely in the house. And we also have the Charlie Wingo. I'd also just give a shout out to the Swede, one of our longtime fans. He has been on this blessed earth not one, not two, not three, but four consecutive decades, and he's pushing close to the fifth. But I will not give away his actual age to our listening audience. But happy birthday to you all.
You talking about John?
The Swede.
So, Jamie, do you know what the next song is going to be?
Without
turning your paper.
Oh, I do.
And who would that be?
It would be Birthday by the Beatles.
The Beatles? What album? Do you know the album?
Oh, no. I don't know the album off the top of my head.
What color do you think that album is, Rachel?
I think it might be white.
You are correct in your Beatle trivia. So from, what? I don't even have the year down. 70s, or what was that?
Slacking to the drum.
Breaking news, this just in, our resident, Jamie, I don't know if you have a staff for your radio show, but we have an unpaid staff. So our resident joker, Dr. Dane Sheely, is here to tell his joke of the show. Doctor?
John.
We're ready. We're ready.
Do you play golf, John?
I have dabbled in golf.
How many pairs of pants do you wear when you play golf?
I usually play with two.
Two? That's pretty inventive, right? And why do you do that?
Well, you have to always have a backup.
Right. Just know? In case you get a hole in one?
Exactly. If you would like to call in and complain about that joke, Jamie, what's the number they can call in?
It is
540-231-9888.
Jamie.
Disappointed Jamie.
Jamie, breaking news, who's listening to the show?
My mom and my brother, and I believe my dad as well.
So, word on the street is, what attracted your dad to your mother is her knowledge of useless Beatles trivia. Is that accurate?
Potentially.
Potentially. So, Reba, who do you have listening to the show?
I have Ennis McCreary listening in. I have Amanda Egan online. They are greatly enjoying my flustering self over here.
Do you feel that you will have a new name when you come back to work?
Yes. Thank you. I also came back from a football game with a new one called Hokie Hair, so
It will never be endless.
Snacks, did you have breaking news?
Well, breaking news was that for our listening audience, those who are only able to tune in, we are waving at you right now. Thank you, listeners.
You know, there, DJ Jamie, some people say that this should be Facebook Live. What are your thoughts?
I think that'd be a great thing.
Yeah, it'd be a scary thing.
Yeah.
So, Reba, what shift is working today?
Working today is a patrol shift. It may be more than one, but it is a patrol shift. Virginia Tech Police Chief Mac Babb, Lieutenant E.T. Montgomery, the patrol shift, Lieutenant James McLean, Sergeant David Tribble, Officers Dane Sheely, Ben Taylor, Chris Newell, Jared Phillips. K-9 unit includes Robert Ogle and K-9 Toro, Austin Sumners, and K-9 Nero. The investigations unit has Lieutenant Tony Haga, hey Tony, Sergeant Kendra Klein, Detectives Robert Taylor, John Wade, and my favorite, Caroline Green. The Security Center has Brian Reed and Joshua Stone. And the community programs includes Lieutenant Sean Smith, Sergeant Tommy Gallimore, Senior Police Officer Daniel, oh my, what a last name, Gilliams.
Go, Williams.
De Nice Montoya. And Gail's Molas, what did you do?
Y'all are awful.
Oh, amazing work.
They love it when we pronounce our names just right.
It's
very important.
Again, Jamie, we're all about professionalism here.
Mm-hmm.
So, would you say, DJ Jamie, that working at the station as a DJ has made you rich?
Definitely not.
In monetary value.
Oh, but...
Yeah. So how have you become rich by working here?
I guess just coming in each week, my music taste has become rich.
Yeah, it has. It has.
Yeah.
What about you, Reba?
I think monetarily, not rich, but I get a number of student stories that provide me with endless understanding of what shenanigans students can get into today.
Do you ever, you know, you're new to the student conduct world, is that
yeah,
correct?
Yeah.
Do you ever get feedback? Sometimes, you know, we get feedback, hey, you know, actually the conversation that we had was real, it helped me out quite a bit.
Yeah.
Do you ever get feedback?
I do. I think I've had students who really appreciate coming in and talking because we don't just talk about what's brought them into the office. We talk about what's really going on in their life, and sometimes we're the first people who get to listen to them.
So would you say that is a rich experience?
It is an enriching experience.
Which leads us to our next song, A Rich Girl from the Hall & Oates in 1976.
Girl, but it's gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
Girl,
So, breaking news. I was just hit in the left shoulder. So, about a couple months ago, we were doing this amazing radio show, Reba, and a discussion came up on lambs. And a certain Rolo, not mentioning her name, but had no clue where a lamb came from.
That is not you always lie.
So
she just didn't know what a lamb was, John.
She didn't know what a lamb was.
Y'all stop lying.
So we came up with Animal of the Week Corner.
Mm-hmm.
And we give it to Squish. She wanted, 1 week we skipped it, and she missed her Animal of the Week. So she actually got 4 of these animals correct on this. It's kind of like a quiz. So Squish?
Well, for our animal this week, can you name the 5 animals